Yo, 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 it's your man's Big Daddy Roughneck. You're tuned into the Gary Brugman Podcast. Prepare to be entertained.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of the Gary Brugman Podcast. TJ will be here in a little bit. We got a bunch of stuff to talk to you about today. It is Sunday night. Hold on tight. We're going to be bouncing and banging off these guardrails. So, let's get to it. What's up, brother? How are you? All right, good.
Once again, I got the cough.
Once again, you got to have another cigarette, brother. Have another cigarette.
These electric cigarettes are delicious, I tell you.
I'm telling you. So we
Hello,
are
Mr. Gary Brugman.
We are at episode 65, Mr. Big Daddy Roughneck. Episode 65. 65, man. Wow. And as usual, if y'all can go ahead and just like pay the fee, you know, the commission, if y'all can go to Apple Podcasts, not only subscribe, but leave us a 5-star rating and a short review. We would greatly appreciate it. We're trying to move up the ranks and get some things done. And we need your help. We need your help. There's a lot of podcasts up there, and we need to make it happen. You know, it's pure vanity, but we like vanity, and we want to make it up there. And as usual, you're at the mercy of whatever interests me today. So we're going to make that happen as well.
Yes, sir.
I need to thank Maximum Altitude for all your custom truck accessories and off-road needs. Call my brother Joey Max. Maximum Altitude has a state-of-the-art shop and showroom that will floor you. I mean, it'll just completely blow you away. Maximum Altitude's been in business in San Antonio for 26 years, and Joey is the pioneer of custom trucks here in South Texas. So go to MaximumAltitude.com or call my brother Joey direct, 210-655-0184. And don't worry, your wife called. She said it's okay.
And so did your mother, you basement dwellers.
That's right. So did your freaking mother.
Over there.
So let's not forget about it. Bro, I need to tell you about O-Patrol HQ. O-Patrol HQ is a Facebook and Instagram page about life in the old Border Patrol. And if you ever wondered what it was like to be an agent in the O-Patrol, man, you got to listen to my brother Gil's podcast. It's O-Patrol HQ. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts on Apple, Google, Spotify, Radio Republic, all out there. He's got agents from the 60s and 70s telling their stories, and it's full of funny memes, quotes from famous and not so famous PAs, patrol agents. And don't forget to go to opatrolhq.bigcartel.com. Opatrolhq.bigcartel.com, because my bro Gil's got some of the best Border Patrol merchandise around. And be ready to buy some, because he's got hats, cups, t-shirts, and he also has the official Gary Brugman Podcast t-shirt right there behind my brother TJ, for those of you that are watching. And $30, $30 will get you a t-shirt delivered to your home. That $30 includes shipping. So $30, and you have a brand new Gary Brugman official podcast t-shirt. So follow O-Patrol HQ on Facebook and Instagram for some history, some laughs, and a few shenanigans along the way, because there ain't no patrol like the O-Patrol.
Because there ain't no patrol like the O-Patrol, baby.
That's right, brother. Honor first, honor always. So that brings us to Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. It's a veteran-owned company, and a portion of sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping first responders. Veterans and first responders. Each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all the ingredients for the soap, the clothing, and everything is sourced from companies right here in the good old U.S. of A. All American made right there in the red, white, and blue. Yeesh. So use, and when you go to HeroSoapCompany.com, you go to their website, you check out their soaps, check out their scrubs, check out their merchandise, put it all in your cart, and when you're ready to check out, use promo code HONORFIRST. HONORFIRST, all one word, for 10% off every order. Not just once, but off every order. All right, it's a promo code that Hero Soap Company came up just for the listeners of the Gary Brugman Podcast. And wash your damn taint. Wash your asses.
Wash your taint. I can't believe this is the company responsible for me discovering peppermint on my culo.
That peppermint cool, my brother Norman G says it should be called peppermint culo is what it is.
I'm backing that up. Peppermint Kulo. I like it.
I wonder if they're going to like that much as they like the other one.
What's that? What other one?
Wash your taint. They love that one. They love that slogan. I wonder if Peppermint Kulo is going to fly. Dude.
It's not a slogan, though. It's like a hygiene thing.
No shit. Dude, wouldn't it be the shit if you get your next order of Peppermint Kulo and it said Peppermint Kulo on it?
That would be... I would just crack up. I would
fall the fuck out of my chair, man.
Because it does. It does, man. It's a wake up. It's a definite wake up.
I'm telling you, bro.
That's why they're sold out of it all the time.
That's right. So getting back to the people that we are ignoring because we're talking about Peppermint Kulo.
Kulos.
Hello, America, and hello, Texas. Welcome back to the best true American flat dark earth podcast there is this side of the Pecos. And the other side of the Pecos, too. Fuck it. Right?
Fuck it. Yeah, we're taking over the whole Pecos.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the other side of the Pecos as well. Look at this.
Are you with the New World Order? Is that NWL?
It is not.
What is it?
It says Kenworth.
Kenworth. Okay.
Worth.
There's a hidden message in there somewhere, people.
Nope. I tell you straight up the way it
is. Nice bright red hat, NWO.
Right?
Reminds me of Hulk Hogan days.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, but dude, let me ask you a few things. First of all, what in the world is going on with Hunter Biden? Tell me.
Yo, for the people on the visual front, Gary has got a whole new camera angle to get serious. Whoa. Forget it. I'm not even going to say what.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, you like sexy, that. Boy. Hunter Biden. My goodness, Gary.
He's in some deep shit, ain't he?
Well, my problem is the FBI has had this hard drive since December. So that, to me, adds up to 11 months.
Right.
FBI, what have you done? What kind of materials on there? Tell us it's bullshit and let's move on. Mm-hmm. But everybody's keeping quiet. And you know, it's funny. The Bidens sent their lawyer. Well, the Biden's lawyer went to the computer store to try to get the computer back.
No shit.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that hysterical? Mm. And after 90 days, when you don't come pick something up, and on that form it says that the store keeps it, so he's covered legally.
But, dude, why do you think the FBI hasn't done shit? Because it's a conspiracy, ain't it?
This is not conspiracy. No, this is blackmail on our government figures who have turned treasonous on us, accepting billions of dollars from these foreign companies, China, where this so-called virus came from, China.
China, that's where it came from. It's a Chinese virus, that's right.
And it's just funny that, you know, Joe Biden became the head lead on Ukraine, and there's dirt there. Joe Biden did some dirt in Moscow, and he has some dirt there. And now Joe Biden is dead to rights, caught being blackmailed by the Chinese government.
No shit. That's right. And, dude, there ain't nothing good that can come out of that. There is nothing good that can come out of it at all for the American people, for the country. It's just, it puts the United States in a world of shit. It puts the United States in a world of shit if you know that's going on with them. And imagine if you were to get elected president, where the fuck would this country go?
And it's something like this that'll drive this election to be messed up, like we talked on the last podcast. And the Speaker of the House will be at the reins till we have a legitimate election.
That's even scary. That's even scarier than what we first talked about. If Biden did become president, you know.
Right. These secrets would remain suppressed.
But I still think that our president is smarter than that and has something up his sleeve.
Our president seems to be the only one that nobody has blackmail material on. Because if you go back and you look at the Anthony Weiner laptop.
Wiener.
Yeah, I said
he said wiener.
That wiener, that specific wiener, his laptop showed some disgusting things.
Yep.
Right? Yep. And it led to detectives committing suicide, allegedly.
They got suicided. And
I think five of them have committed suicide, which I think is disgusting, and there should be more looked into that.
Right.
But you have the same thing on Wiener's laptop that they have on Biden's laptop, and it proves that all these head politicians are into this child abusing, sexually molesting, torturing, eating, drinking the blood, whatever they do, pulling juices out of the brain. They're sick. They're demented.
Eating Tide Pods.
The average person, Gary, like you and I, we're a little hardened, right? I've seen some mangled shit in my time.
Yep.
You know, I'm a little hardened.
Right, right.
But to see what they're doing to children, mm-hmm. not only breaks my heart, it makes me mad. It makes me want to cry all at the same time, you know?
Which is why we
and
need
you just
to save,
want someone to pay for it.
Which is exactly why we need to save the children. You know, everybody wants them motherfuckers to pay for it, you know? And they will pay for it, but the main goal is to get the kids back. We can get them, motherfucker. Yes. We don't want to let them loose, but we got to get the kids back. Save the children. That's why companies like, you know, Sawman Sawyers, Veterans for Child Rescue, and our brother JP Cervantes. JP Cervantes' company, Nostra Fion's Group, they go overseas and rescue children, you know, in foreign countries that have been put into the system in human trafficking and stuff. And thank God we got people like them. We need more people like them. There's some other companies out there as well.
Right.
We need to save the children. You see something, say something about it. You know, I mean, it's fucking disgusting. You know,
it's real. First, you have to acknowledge it's real.
It is real.
You know, it is real. Secondly, when you, like I said, we're hardened. So the information that's coming out here for the average person to disseminate that information.
Uh-oh.
And exactly of what it is.
You froze up.
It's very difficult.
You froze up. Disseminate that information.
Oh, I'm
what?
Sorry. It's very difficult for the average person to understand that.
Yeah. I'm telling you. It is. It's rough. And, you know, the news networks don't tell you shit. They don't want to tell you shit. They don't want you to know these things, you know? And you need to find out because it's really out there. You know, Edwina Parker has been getting involved with it now too. She's in there with Veterans for Child Rescue.
Awesome.
You know,
and the fairy godmother,
the fairy gunmother. Yeah.
Fairy gunmother.
So, I mean, it's right there in front of your face and you don't even know it. And I'm telling you, I know some people do, but who really goes and checks sex offender registries in our neighborhood? I mean, I do. Well, you and me do, yes, exactly. But how many people do you think actually do it? You know?
Not many.
Unless they find out, hey, you know, we heard about this, and they're like, oh, wait, I need to check. But who checks it on a regular basis? I know I do.
I know I checked it. The last time I checked it was a couple of weeks ago, and the time before that was before I moved down here.
Right.
And I saw the amount of registered sex offenders in the cluster of the Myrtle Beach area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's no way I'm coming down there. And that's near the college. Coastal Carolina is right there.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's just crazy, man. It's the shits that's happening out there. In South Carolina, South Carolina is a big trafficking place. I remember when I was in the patrol, a lot of shit was going to South Carolina, North Carolina, Concord, man. Concord, North Carolina is rough for alien dope and human trafficking.
Wow.
Yeah. You'd never think it because, you know, freaking NASCAR's there. You got the racetrack and all that shit.
Well, you know, from living in New York where it was like Spanish people and Indian people did everything, all the common labor jobs, coming down here, it's all black people doing all those landscaping, construction,
right?
You know, working at the 24-hour gas station. I don't really see Spanish people at all in my area.
They're everywhere.
The Mexican
bro.
Restaurants suck.
It's hard to get a good damn chalupa these days in South Carolina.
Oh, I can't get a meal like we did up there in Fayetteville with our buddy JP
Cervantes. Yeah.
I can't get a meal like that down here. Sorry. Dude,
what do you mean? What do you mean you can't get a chicken sandwich?
Exactly. I wish I could get a chicken sandwich like that down here. See, you son of a bitch. I don't care.
Because I'm sure as fuck positive you can't get a bandeja paisa down there. No, sir.
No.
Dude, that was such a good meal. I was so freaking full.
There's the clock, Mr. Brugman. I think Hunter Biden's just been taken into custody.
we couldn't be that lucky.
We could only imagine.
Right.
We can only imagine at this point.
Yeah, man. So
what would you do if you were the FBI director and this landed in your lap 11 months ago? How long do you need to investigate it?
Dude, I mean, if it was something that serious, it shouldn't sit there, you know, unless he was directed by Comey or McCabe or somebody to sit on it. You know, I mean, I don't know much about the guy, but I know he's one of their freaking lackeys, too.
The FBI director we were speaking of, his name is Christopher Wray. Do a search on him. Check him out. You will start seeing that although the presidential candidates change and congressmen and senators change, it's a lot of the people that work for them that stay there and work for administration after administration.
The carryovers, right. Mm-hmm. And that happens everywhere. That's why I think when a new president comes in, he should just change a whole administration, change everybody. You know, there's certain jobs that stay, you know, secretaries and, you know, and whatnot, you know, certain positions that stay. But if you're in a sound decision making, you know, position, that shit's got to be changed. But That's just me saying that.
Term limits.
Well, it's not an elected position. You can't have term limits on it.
Well, it's
a job.
I think if the term
it's a civil service job.
If the term limits on congressional members and senates were just held at 3 years, every 3 years they had to run instead of, was it 10 years?
For every
Congress,
2 years.
Right?
Every 4 years.
For Congress?
Mm-hmm.
But they
alternate every 2 years. Every 2 years, there's a congressional election because different congressmen get elect. You know, they're staggered.
Okay.
So every 2 years, there's congressional elections.
If we are,
but
if
what
we
I'm saying,
anything,
the FBI directors, it's a job. It's a civil service job. You can't have term limits on it. Who the fuck would take that job?
I gotcha. Right.
But
should it be an elected position?
No.
No.
Nope. Nope, not at all. All them fuckers need to do is to adhere to their oath of honor, and that's it. That's all they got to do is adhere to their oath of honor, and the president need to make sure that they do it. If not, just fire their ass, you know? I mean, who was it? I think it was it Bush that fired all those U.S. attorneys one time, or was it Clinton? I forgot. Somebody fired like freaking 10, 15 U.S. attorneys at one time because they didn't like what they were doing.
It might have been Bush.
It was Bush, right? It was Levin.
I mean, Cheney.
but even still, you know, you can do that. You don't like him, fucking can their ass or move him out.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But the thing is, you need to make sure your freaking administration is working. You need to make sure your Department of Justice is working, you know? Because here's one thing. You know, everybody's worried about, you know, Trump isn't going to relinquish the office. He's going to, you know, he's not going to want to get out of office if he loses or whatnot, you know? Federal agents that work for him now, if he loses the election, they work for the next guy. You know, they're not gonna stand there and be like, well, we're with President Trump. We're gonna stand by him, dude. They took their oath is to the Constitution. It's not to the president. You know, and you know all this shit that's going on with freaking Trump. I was talking about this with a buddy of mine today. You know, all this shit that's going on with freaking President Trump. And like all the teams not going, I'm not going to go to the White House and visit Trump. I ain't going over there. Dude, even if Obama would have freaking invited me to the White House, hell yeah, I would have gone. Because it's not the man, it's the office. When do you get invited to the office, to the White House, to the Oval Office by the president? All right, I mean, you may not like the president, but you're still getting invited by the president. You know,
I'll shake the hand. I'll do the picture.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. You know, I mean, that's a once in a lifetime thing. It's your country. You know, if you love your country, you know, you love the office. I wasn't an Obama fan at all. By no means. I didn't like the guy, but he was still my president. Right. I may have been embarrassed by the things that he did when he went on his apology tour. You know,
scared, nervous.
I was scared. I was nervous. I was embarrassed by what he made my country look like. I was like, oh, this freaking guy. Did I like him? Not one bit. But he was still my president. He made the rules.
Yes.
You know, and that's what and that's what these freaking pieces of shit today don't understand. You know, he's still your president, whether you like him or not. You know,
As I was telling you in the last podcast about Senator Ted Cruz, we love that guy. Yes. Love that guy.
Gotta love Ted Cruz. Yep.
All right. So the Senate Homeland Security Committee, headed by Ron Johnson, dropped this out and dropped a letter and requested several pieces of info, including, does the FBI possess material from Hunter Biden's laptop? Or laptops, and when and if so, did the agency obtain this information? Did FBI officials obtain content from Biden's laptop from a business? Did the FBI issue a grand jury subpoena from the district court for the District of Delaware to obtain the information? Has the FBI ever been in possession of any other of Hunter Biden's laptops or laptop or material from Hunter Biden's laptop or laptops, if that makes sense?
It didn't make any sense to me. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Lots of laptops. So he's asking basic questions at the FBI, saying, what's going on here? Okay. So I like it. I like what's going. Seems like the ball is
finally
going.
Somebody's pissed off because somebody took notice about it, and somebody's trying to do something, is what it is.
How many people's names could be attached to this, though?
A lot.
Think about how much power the Clintons had.
A lot.
The Bushes had.
Yep. But and dude, you know, and I, like we were saying, all this shit, even my case, goes back to all this shit when they start attacking, you know, their own people. You know?
Right.
Because all this shit going on with the police departments today, the war on the police, everything that's been happening, all the agents that have been putting prison for doing their jobs, and all these police officers that have been arrested for doing their jobs. All that shit started with my case 20 years ago in January. It all started with that.
At your job. Being too good at your job.
Exactly. Exactly. For doing the job.
So we can.
For doing the job that I was sworn to do, you know, that I swore to do, to protect the people, to, you know, enforce the laws of the United States. I did it by the fucking book, to the letter. To the letter.
With honor. With honor.
And here's the thing, man. And here's the other thing. It's a known fact these days that, you know, federal supervisors, like Border Patrol supervisors or whatever agency you work for, if you get jammed up, you're done. They're not sticking up for you. All my bosses testified on my behalf.
Mm-hmm.
All my bosses testified on my... I mean, look at this George Floyd guy. Their bosses know we hung them out to dry. They're done. Everything you've seen happen, you never see any of the bosses, you know, sticking up. Or they may say they're sticking up, but, you know, you don't see them. My bosses testified in court on my behalf.
Testified. Which is huge.
Testified
on my
behalf.
More honorable men testifying for an honorable man.
You know, and that's something that doesn't happen. And this war on cops started with my case 20 fucking years ago. Yes. I'm a firm believer of that. 100% believer that with that freaking scumbag George Bush.
Yep. You know? And his name is attached to several things.
Dude, when Donald Trump was running for president, I was trying to get hold of him so bad when he was going after Jeb. When he was going after Jeb, I was trying to get hold of him so bad, tell him, hey, you got to hear what his brother did. Because, you know, he'd bring his brother up all the time. He'd be like, well, your brother did this and your brother did that. Yep. I was trying to get hold of him and let him know so he could be like, well, your brother put a Border Patrol agent in jail for doing his fucking job. And you know he would have. You know, he would have called him right out on it.
He would have gave him such a good tongue lashing. Man, I can't wait, Gary. We're gonna get his attention. You're definitely gonna get his attention. Did you get the email on the billboards, rolling billboards?
I did.
They sent you an email on.
I did. I haven't had the chance to. I mean, I saw it. I read it, but I haven't had the chance to look into it. But okay. Yeah, it's something we need to do. But you know what? Where are we gonna put it? The roads are closed around D.C. We need to put it somewhere where he's gonna see it, where somebody's gonna see it.
So, yeah, it's got to travel between.
If y'all have any suggestions, if anybody listening has any suggestions where we should put a rolling billboard that says "Pardon Gary Brugman," where the president can see it, let me know. Well, dude, when he goes to the rallies, he's not like motorcade.
Sometimes he's motorcaded in. Sometimes, listen, if it's not him that's seeing it, someone's gonna see it. And be like, yeah, you see these billboards? Rolling around.
Yep.
Like we said, they're a little pricey, but they are within.
Reason?
A reasonable campaign, yes.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, Swifty, we're working on it, buddy.
We're working on it, Swifty. Yep. We're also working on the postcards. That's coming soon.
Coming soon.
So I already kind of designed them. I got to show. I'll send it to you in an email tomorrow.
You know the bridge that goes between the Pentagon and the Washington Monument?
Okay, yeah.
All that truck has to do is, or whatever vehicle you suggest to put it on, is to drive over that bridge, down, around, through the memorial over there, come back on the highway, come back, drive around the Washington Memorial, stay in the city, take the major roads, stop for every light.
Right.
It's going to be seen.
Yep.
It's going to be seen. And these billboards are amazing now, man.
I know. They look insane, man.
Wow.
They look
insane. I want to get one on my trailer. It sounds like a great investment.
They have drivers that will drive it around, right?
Yes. Yeah. Or they have some that are rentals that you go and
pick
learn
up.
How to use it and pick it up and drive it to your event where you need to be. Because they don't want to get involved in permits and shit. You know?
Right. I get it.
But they have one that's on a truck that the sides of the truck fold out and connect to the rear screen on the back of the truck and then lift up another 15 feet. It's a giant billboard. They use them at the NASCAR games.
I know what you're talking about. Dude, I've seen those giant billboards.
I've seen the
NASCAR games.
I'm such a Yankee.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, I don't know. My mother cracked me up the other day. I don't know what you just said, but reminded me. But we're changing the subject real quick. So I was out at the outlets in San Marcos, Texas with my mom the other day, right? Because she wanted some stuff. I was buying her some stuff. Bought her some Under Armour tops and stuff like that. And she got pissed off because I spent $75 on two tops. And she's like, what, are you crazy? And I'm like, shut up, mom. You know, just wear it and enjoy it. You know, so anyway, so she was really hungry, but there wasn't really like the food there kind of sucks. And it's kind of like just like a food court kind of stuff. I wanted to take her to eat. Right. So I was like, mom, we're going to go eat. She goes, mom, I'm so hungry. I was like, all right, mom, I'm going to take you to eat right now. We're going. So we're walking out and then she's holding my arm and there's this freaking blackbird sitting there. Right. You know, like fucking little crow fucking blackbird sitting there on the fucking sidewalk. And she goes, hey, get me that chicken. Get me that chicken.
Come on, Rock. Get me the chicken.
Dude, I freaking fell out laughing so hard. I leaned up on a pole. I was crying.
Yeah. To mama's defense, these crows, man, they get big.
Yeah, she's like, get me that chicken. I'm so hungry. Get me that chicken. she cracked me up.
Would you eat a crow?
Huh?
Would you eat a crow?
I may have had to eat crow once in a while.
No, I mean the bird. I'm glad you admit that. That's awesome you admit that.
Hey, shit happens. What can I tell you?
Okay.
I mean, you know, not if I can afford food, no.
I keep telling my wife, I'm like, living on the land, you don't understand, man. Like, if you can't find a warm animal to kill, to eat, you're going to be pulling up roots and eating grubs and stuff.
Yep, grubs.
She don't, no, not me. I'll die. Huh? Yeah, you get really skinny first.
Yeah, wait till she get freaking hungry enough. Dude, when I was in prison, I went on a food strike because they moved me, and I hadn't talked to my mom in 16 days. She had no idea, because that's what they do, though. That like at 4 o'clock when you go, when you get ready to go back for 4 o'clock count, they put out some sheets that are called the call out sheets, and you got to check for your name, see where you need to be the next day, right? A doctor's appointment or a meeting or a class or a school or whatever, right? So the Bureau of Prisons is fucked up because when they're gonna move you, they'll fuck you, right? Because you go into 4 o'clock count. Right, you can't use the phones before count because you're getting ready. It's a nationwide count, and it's the national count where they count all the inmates. So you're running in, and you know before count you're checking the call out sheet, and I see my name. It's happened to me several times. Brugman, R&D, receiving and discharge. I'm like, what? Motherfuckers are gonna move me. You go to use your phone, they fucking cut off your phone because you're leaving the next day. You can't tell nobody you're leaving. Next thing you know, you're on a bus in transport for two or three weeks in transit, and nobody knows where you are.
2 or 3 weeks?
Well, for me, it was 2 or 3 weeks because, dude, these motherfuckers would shackle my wrists to my waist with a belt, shackle my wrist to my waist, put shackles on my ankles, and then they would put me on a freaking plane or a bus that would transport me like when I left Florida. They would put me on a plane. They put me on a plane that went from we were in the Orlando area, Tampa area, between Orlando and Tampa. We'd go to Fort Lauderdale. Then it would go to Pensacola. Then we'd go to Oklahoma. Then we'd go make 2 or 3 stops. And the whole time, you're on freaking Con Air with a plane full of fucking inmates. Can't get up and piss. Can't get up and do shit. And then they come up, and they take you to the same place that you started so you can go again the next day. Yeah, we couldn't get you there, you know. Or they'll leave you overnight in another prison. And be like the next day, and they bounce you around. They call it diesel therapy, you know, because they're trying to wear you down. And by the time you get to where you're going, you're just fucking exhausted of being in freaking chains and shackles and whatnot. And then one time I got to Yazoo. Was it Yazoo City? I forgot where I was going. I got to the penitentiary in Atlanta, and they threw me in a cell. For that was made for two people, and there were 7 people in it. All right.
What?
So you had the top and bottom bunk, a sink and a commode, right, and 2 lockers. And there was a guy on the top bunk, guy on the bottom bunk, guy underneath the bottom bunk. There were 2 guys up against the wall. 1 guy wrapped around the toilet, and I was lying down on the floor underneath the sink with my feet up on the toilet. And then I used a roll of toilet paper for a pillow for months. And when they moved me from there to Yazoo City, again, they kept me in transit for 2 weeks. That time was on a bus. And
you're on a bus for 2 weeks.
Moving around. Yeah. And then different prisons until I got to my destination. Yeah. I went from
how long did they drive you for?
Fucking day long. From 4:30
in the hours, 18 hours,
at least 15 hours a day.
Sun up to sun down.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So,
wow, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, they were fucked up. And then when I got to Yazoo City, they put me in freaking solitary because the warden wasn't in, and I was a border patrol agent, and I had to get clearance to go out on the compound, and I was like, I need to talk to my mom. I need to talk to my mom. And you know, they wouldn't listen to me. So I went on a food strike for 3 days.
At that particular prison?
Yeah, yeah. They were bringing my tray, and I tossed it right the fuck out on them. You know? They opened the door, and I wouldn't let them give me my tray. I'm like, I'm on a food strike. Take your fucking tray. Fuck out of here. And they're concerned about that because, you know, they have to worry about your health. So if they don't worry about it, they get in trouble. And finally, this big guard came up, big old white boy. And he had kind of long hair, was kind of older, had a handlebar mustache, looked like a biker, right?
Big country.
Yeah, big country. Yeah, exactly what he looked like. So he comes up, he opens the door, and he walks in, he crosses his arm, he goes, what's going on, man? I'm like, what? He goes, why ain't you eating? I said, because I've been in fucking transit for 2 weeks. I want to talk to my mom. And they're like, so if I let you talk to your mom, you'll eat? I'm like, yeah. So he's like, all right, stand by. Shut the door. Come back about 15, 20 minutes later. Come back. He goes, you got 10 minutes. And he freaking got on the phone in the office. let me call my mom. I talked to my mom, told her I was okay. He brought me a sandwich.
Nice. So,
yeah, yeah. But, dude, but all the other fucking guards wouldn't do shit, you know?
They don't want to hear you.
Dude, I'll never forget. I never, ever wanted to hurt a guard except for this one. This one freaking black chick from, it was in Mississippi. Yeah, it was in Mississippi.
These are federal guards or these
yeah,
are
federal guards, Bureau
prison
of Prisons.
For profit.
No, Bureau of Prisons. BOP.
Bureau of Prisons.
Yeah, the BOP.
Federal.
Yep, the BOP. Fucking okay. Hacks. So on the weekends, the fucking hacks. You know what?
Gotcha.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you a story after we talk about a few things. Hold on.
Ooh, stand by.
Yeah, hold on. Where are my notes at? I gotta switch out. Hold on.
Oh man. It's a big studio now.
Hey, everybody, like I've mentioned in the past, the Gary Brugman Podcast is now part of the Heroes Media Group Network, and you can go and check out their articles and other podcasts on heroesmediagroup.com, and you can also find us there as well, or you can go to my page, GaryBrugman.com. There's links to all the episodes there, and the latest things that are happening are on the webpage, and you're going to love it, man. Just go to GaryBrugman.com and check out Heroes Media Group at HeroesMediaGroup.com or Heroes Media Group on Instagram and Facebook. All right.
What up, Adam?
Yeah, that's right, baby. And I need to let you know that we want to thank America Bourbon.
America.
America Bourbon is a Recon Marine owned. It's bottled in Galveston, Texas. And America Bourbon gives back to... who they get back to. America Bourbon gives back to several nonprofit organizations such as TAPS and the Recon Sniper Foundation and many others. It's aged a minimum of 1 year in oak, and you get a quality bourbon at an affordable price of $21 to $24. It's carried in 45 states, and it's also carried by Walmart nationwide. So get you some. Get you some America Bourbon.
$25 get you some America Bourbon. Recon.
That's right. That's right. Veteran owned. Bottled right here in Galveston, Texas. And of course, I need to thank Active Carry. Active Carry. Go to Active Carry Tech, TEC, ActiveCarryTech.com. Active Carry Technologies was developed for everyone. After several years of developing kits with state and federal agencies, they saw an opportunity to cover a few concepts that were being ignored. And the first idea is that everyone is capable of being a first responder. So go to Active Carry Tech. That's Active Carry TEC. Drop the H and check out all their IFACs and tactical kits and merchandise. And
I fucking love them guys.
And I fucking love them too. For those of you that know Abla, IFACs are individual first aid kits. But I fucking love IFACs.
I fucking love those
guys. We're getting some soon. So go to Active Carry on Instagram and Active Carry Nation on Instagram as a backup. And there's only one person left that we need to shout out, and that is Swifty. For those of you in the DFW area, go check out Swifty's Motorcycle Shop in Crowley, Texas. Just go to GaryBrugman.com. Scroll down to the sponsors page. Click on Swifty's Motorcycle Shop, and it'll take you right to his Facebook page. You can get hold of him from there. I gave this man a basket case of a motorcycle and told him what I wanted, and he made my vision come true. He made my vision come true, and my bike is sweet. Badass. Yeah, so a big shout out to Eric Swift at Swifty's Motorcycle. Swifty! Hey. That's right, baby. So
like where we leave off? You were in prison.
Like I was saying, there were good guards. There were bad guards. There were shitty guards. Yeah, but there was this one, I mean, and I'm not talking about the contract prisons, like the GO outsourcing. Fuck those guys. Any of my LE family
those
out there?
Super hacks.
Any of my LE family out there that gets badged or anything by one of these geo hacks, fucking put them through the ringer, man. The only time I ever got my ass kicked by a guard was by a fucking rent-a-pig. You know, and I was sleeping.
Oh my God.
I was sleeping when it fucking happened too. And fuckers came into my cell and whooped my ass because they said I turned on the TV. I said, I'm fucking sleeping. What are you talking about? And it was actually the guys down next to me that turned on the TV with a broomstick handle. They reached out with a broomstick handle. But I was the one closest to the TV, so they said it was me. So anyway. But getting back to the other story, this Bureau of Prisons chick in Mississippi. See, on Friday nights was kind of movie nights. And we look forward to movie nights because, you know, hey, it was the freaking movies, even though we were only allowed to watch PG movies. No rated R.
Disney movies?
Yeah, PG movies. And they would pick one out and they would play it through the whole compound, right? And we had these little radios with headsets that we tune into the frequency and we listen through the TV through there, right? Right. So I had a little bit of money in my account because I had my VA check coming in because I told them I was in prison, but they kept sending it. I ended up paying all that back. But I had some money, and on Friday nights I had a little click that I stuck with. So we would make prison nachos. We get some chips, we get some squeezed cheese, cut up some summer sausage and some turkey logs with a tuna fish can lid and shit, right? And and we'd stick it in the 190 because we're not allowed to have microwaves over there either. So all we had was 190 degree tap water. So we had these
190 degree tap water.
Yeah. So it was a little thing. It looked like a soap machine, you know, but you turn it on, it was just steaming hot water that came out. So we had these 1 gallon igloo thermoses that we used to drink ice water with in the summertime. We were allowed to have those. We had to buy them, but we were allowed to have those. So we would take these garbage bags and put the everything in the 190 and let it cook, right? So I would buy a 3-pack off the Mexicans that worked in the food service. So a 3-pack was an onion, a tomato, and a green bell pepper. So I pay them a book of stamps, and I got a tomato, an onion, and a green bell pepper, and we would chop that up and sprinkle it on top, and we had freaking prison nachos. We'd go watch a fucking movie, right?
Amazing.
So I had two guys that I hung out with. One was my boy, and then the other guy was just a cat that didn't have any money that we kind of took under our wing, and then we made him do the dishes when we were done. You know, we'll feed you, but you're going to wash the fucking dish. You're going to wash all our bowls.
You're going to work.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're going to earn your keep. So I gave them their stuff, and I was heading to go watch a movie, and this freaking, I forgot her name, but this freaking black chick, she was a guard. She comes up, and she tells me, what do you got there? And I said, oh, I got some nachos. I'm just going to go watch a movie. And she goes, no, what's on top? And I looked, and I was like, fuck, because it was contraband. And I'm over here thinking, I can't have a tomato, an onion, and a green bell pepper. I was like, oh, I got that from the commissary. She goes, they don't sell that in the commissary. Where'd you get it? Now, I know, even I know better than to rat out the fucking Mexicans, right? So I was like, I just got it. What do you want me to tell you? So she took my bowl, and she says, go to the lieutenant's office and go check yourself into the SHU, which was solitary, the special housing unit. So I'm like, are you serious? And she's like, go. So I went, and I went through the compound. She opened up the door. I went to the compound, went to the lieutenant's office, told him the same story I just told you. She goes, she sent you over here for that? I was like, yeah. He goes, man, go back and get your bowl and watch your damn movie. So I was like, really? You're not going to put me in the SHU? He goes, go get your bowl, man, and watch a movie. So I went back, banged on the door. She opened up. I thought I sent you lieutenant's office. He told me to come back and get my bowl and watch a movie. So she called him, checked. He says, yep, give him his bowl. Let him watch a movie. So he walked back to his office. She grabbed my nachos, dumped it in the fucking garbage, and gave me back my bowl.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I wanted to cry so bad.
You went from being the happiest you could be, like one of a good day in prison, going to have some prison nachos and watch a movie. And this person actually ruins your whole fucking day.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, freaking a year or two earlier, I'm chasing dope smugglers with a freaking M4, you know, with a freaking M4, protecting the country, doing my job. You know, saving people from being trafficked. You know, saving people from being smuggled. You know, catching people and alien smugglers and dope smugglers. And now I can't have a fucking tomato or a green bell pepper.
That's contraband now for you.
You know, and I have never ever ever, TJ. I have never, ever, ever wanted to wrap my hands around somebody's neck so fucking hard and watch the fucking life just come out of them. You know what I mean? Never, ever have I ever had that urge like I had that fucking day.
Yeah.
Because she was just a fucking mean fucking bitch. I swear to God, I was so fucking pissed. But
God don't like people like that.
You know? And all I could do was cry. And it wasn't because I was sad. I don't give a fuck about the food. It was just the fact of the matter that I couldn't do anything. You know what I mean? I couldn't fucking do it. I couldn't punch her in her fucking mouth. I couldn't freaking curse her out. I couldn't freaking complain to anybody. You know? I couldn't complain to anybody because they don't give a shit. And I just had to fucking eat it. So... But yeah, man. So that I don't know how we got on that topic, but
I'm sorry.
Dude. I mean, you know, it's done with. I'm done with that. But you know, life goes on, and you know.
Yep. As we know,
I've wanted to quit so many fucking times. And that's why you know this little bit of cancer that I have now. I talked to my buddy Hector Escamilla. He's a border patrolman, and me and him used to run and gun together all the time. He was a Boar Star guy, and he has MS now, and he's in a wheelchair, but dude, he's still the happiest and blessed he can be, and he told me a story one time when I wasn't doing good. I was driving trucks. I wasn't doing good, and he just called me out. He just called me out of the blue, and And he says his whole career, people kept telling him to slow down. When he was on board tag, hey, slow, dude, you need to slow down. He's like, dude, I'm running and gunning. We got to go. We got to get these dopers. When he was in El Paso, we need to go. Slow down. Everybody, his parents told him, slow down, slow down. He goes, until finally God said, hey, you know what? I'm going to need you to slow down. Here's a little bit of MS in your legs. You can't run no more, you know. So, you know, you need to slow down. He goes, and now I'm as slow as can be. Now I fall out of my wheelchair. But you know what? I'm still blessed.
Wow.
And like this little bit of cancer that I have now, I've got cancer on my left kidney. And I can't bitch about it because when I was in prison, you don't know how many times I freaking prayed. I was like, oh, God, please, please. I was like Eddie Murphy. I'm like, oh, God, please kill me. You know, oh, God, please kill me. You know, give me cancer.
Give me a heart attack.
Let me just freaking drop so all these people can just freaking see that I died here, you know? Because I don't want to fucking be here. All the shit they taught me in the academy, I was ready for. Gunfight, fist fight, car chase, fire, rescue, saving somebody's life, CPR. I was ready for all that. Nothing prepared me to go to jail.
No.
And I always wanted to give a class on that. You know, these new police cadets, the ex-wife is in the police academy now. But she already knows because she was married to me, so she knows how it is. But all these guys going in now, that they're teaching all these techniques and teaching them handcuffing and all these defensive tactics. But they don't teach them that even if you use them to the T, you can go to jail. You can go to jail for doing your job the way you're supposed to fucking do it. And I know this because I did, you know. But nothing prepares you for that. You know, nothing prepares you for that. So now where I got this cancer, I can't bitch about it because I prayed for it. You know?
No, stop.
What do you mean, all stop? It's true. What am I supposed to do? Bitch about it? I prayed for it, so now I got some. That's what I'm doing.
Always move forward, right?
I am. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Running it,
you know, but it is what it is. I'm more worried about my mom now.
I hate that saying.
What? It is what it is. I hate it too, but it's true. You, one thing that I learned, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done. It's not my will. It's thy will. It's whatever he wants. So it is what it is. It's what, you know? So there ain't, if there's something I can change, I'll change it. But if there's nothing I can change, you know what? I count my blessings and I move forward. It's all I can do, you know? It's all I can do. So did you know that the other day when you announced a Mr. J.P. Cervantes?
J.P. Cervantes.
Into the ring.
Coming in at 5'7" and 85 pounds. It's Mr. JP
Cervantes.
Yes, I remember.
Did you know, we're not going to get too much into it, but did you know that ironically, somebody may have been laid out that night for talking shit by a Mr. JP Cervantes? That's why I called you next day. I said, you need to watch your mouth on the show because shit happens.
That deserves a two maraca.
A double shake. Fister?
A double maraca, Jake.
A double fister.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So we're
okay, so he's 1-0.
Yeah. So we me and Mr. JP Cervantes are eventually gonna go fishing in Panama. I don't know, don't have a date yet, but that's my plan. I'm gonna go fishing in Panama because I wanna go.
And they drive there?
And it's you know, you're at the mercy of whatever. No, we're not gonna fucking drive there.
Why do you say it like that?
Because how do you drive to Panama? You gotta drive through all we're gonna drive through the United States, Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua. No, we're gonna fly. Yeah. We're gonna fly, be there in 3 hours instead of driving for 3 months.
Shut up. 3 months.
Oh, man.
And countless immigration checkpoints.
Yeah, right. But, you know, one thing that I forgot to do at the beginning of this podcast was the dedication. And right now, I'm going to dedicate this podcast to a guy that I've known for about 15 years, since early 2006, almost 15 years. And the guy is now back into doing some stuff with professional wrestling, but he's not actually wrestling, but he goes by the name of Dog Soldier. His name is Paul Markham. He was he was big in Hollywood and in the music industry. He was a bodyguard. He was a tour manager. I've known him for a long time. Me and him are like brothers. I love him with all my heart. And he's moved on to do some stuff with a wrestling company there, doing some touring and bookings and stuff like that. And he's on to a good move. So, Dog Soldier, Paul, my brother, this episode has been for you. Yeah.
Dude, Dog Soldier.
Dude, the guy's awesome, man. Me and him have just about torn apart some heads all over the country. Ow. Yeah. Yeah.
Dog Soldier. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. He's my brother, and regardless, it's never going to change.
Nice.
Yep.
Beautiful. Hey, I wanted to ask you something.
Sir.
Have you ever heard of a movie called Plot Against the President?
No.
Okay, so apparently there's this new movie that's come out that isn't produced through Hollywood. It's produced with some veterans. And the name of the movie is Plot Against the President by Amanda Milius. Milius.
Okay.
Right. So you could go and see it at patpmovie.com. That okay. is their website. It's an interesting watch. I've only seen the trailers.
Right.
But it kind of shows like the media, the Democrats, and China are all in control.
Right. Right.
That's who went after our president. So it shows you how the media was corrupt, and it's a good one. It's a good one.
I'm going to have to check it out. I think I'm going to watch Trump Card tonight.
Don Jr. recommends it.
I think I'm going to watch Trump Card tonight.
Don Jr. recommends it. Yeah, I got to check that out too, man. Dinesh. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I need to check out Dinesh's movie. I've been sending him messages to see if he'll come on the podcast.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
I've been sending messages to see if he'll come on the podcast because, damn it, if he went on Tank's podcast, he's coming on mine. Damn it.
Yo, let me tell you this. With Dinesh, when he was on the news, you go back as far as you want, he is telling you the same thing. Facts,
yep.
Documents, timelines. He's talking about what is going on. He don't sugarcoat it. He's not partisan to one way or another. I love that guy. I fucking love that guy, too.
I fucking love him, too. Dude, he lives in Houston.
Is he?
Yep, in Houston. But a quick message to our first responders out there, specifically our law enforcement regardless of what capacity you're in, whether you're a federal, local, county, city, state, whatever kind of pig you are. And I say that with the goodness of my heart, man. I'm the founder of the Iron Pigs. Come on. But y'all guys be careful out there. It's a crazy, crazy world. Keep your heads on a swivel and be careful doing your jobs, but do your jobs, you know, and don't hesitate to do your job because of shit that may have happened to me or somebody else recently in times, you know. I mean, if you got to pin a fucker down because he's fighting, pin a fucker down. Don't get yourself hurt, you know. So a lot of that's been going on, and a lot of rookies been second guessing themselves, you know. So I don't want that to happen, you know.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, you know. And but again, do your job. Do the job you were sworn to do. Protect the people. Protect the community. Uphold the Constitution. You know, protect the weak. That's your job. That's your job. You know. And this podcast supports you, always supports you, you know, and that's it. So with that, we are going to.
Oh, no. Well, that concludes this episode of the Gary Brugman Podcast. Please like and subscribe on social media. I'm your man, Big Daddy Roughneck, saying stay frosty and always watch your six.
I want to thank everybody for listening to episode 65 of the podcast. We love having you here. We'll catch you next time. I want you to stay safe, stay vigilant, be savage. God, Texas, and honor first, always. We love you. God bless. Catch you next time. Nice.
Lovely.
Hey everybody, Gary Brugman here from the Gary Brugman Podcast. I'm here to talk to you about Hero Soap Company. Hero Soap Company strives to pay homage to the values that our country was founded on by our forefathers. They are a veteran-owned company, and a portion of the sales is donated back to charities that are focused on helping veterans and first responders. Each bar of soap is made in Phoenix, Arizona, and all ingredients for their scrubs, soap, and clothing are sourced from companies right here in the United States of America. Use promo code HONORFIRST for 10% off every order. It's a promo code that they came up with just for listeners of the Gary Brugman Podcast. And you can use it every time. Ain't that right, brother? It's time to wash your taint.
Wash that taint. And you just can't use that promo code once. You get to use it multiple times every order.
That's right. That's right. Every order, 10% off, promo code HONORFIRST.
Hey, I can't wait to try the peppermint cool.
Peppermint cool on your taint.
Ooh, that's going to be an experience.
That's right. Peppermint cool on the taint. I'm going to make a meme about that.
Hero Soap Company, get you some.